Services for only Habilitation Supports Waiver and Children's Waiver Participants. Some Medicaid beneficiaries are eligible for special services that help them avoid having to go to an institution for people with developmental disabilities or nursing homes. These special services are called the Habilitation Support Waiver and the Children's Waiver. In order to receive these services, people with developmental disabilities need to be enrolled in either of these waivers. The availability of these waivers is very limited. People enrolled in the waivers have access to the services listed. Goods and Services for HSW enrollees is a non-staff service that replaces the assistance that staff would be hired to provide. This service, used in conjunction with a self-determination arrangement, provides assistance to increase independence, facilitate productivity, or promote community inclusion. Non-family training for children's waiver enrollees is customized training for the paid in-home support staff who provide care for a child enrolled in the waiver. Out-of-home non-vocational supports and services for habilitative waiver enrollees is assistance to gain, retain, or improve in self-help, socialization, or adaptive skills. Personal emergency response devices for HAB waiver enrollees help a person maintain independence and safety in their own home or in a community setting. These are devices that are used to call for help in an emergency. Pre-vocational services for enrollees include support, services, and training to prepare a person for paid employment or community volunteer work. Private duty nursing for HSW enrollees is individualized nursing services provided in the home as necessary to meet specialized healthcare needs. Specialty services for children's waiver enrollees are music, recreation, art, or massage therapies that may be provided to help reduce or manage the symptoms of a child's mental health condition or developmental disability. Specialty services might also include specialized child and family training, coaching, staff supervision, or monitoring of program goals.